So last night was the last of the Tuesday night city council meetings, which by extension means this is the last Wednesday morning roundup that we'll be doing. Why the shift in time and what's the new day?
So when council returns from summer break, they are moving the meetings to Thursday nights. So the first meeting on Thursday will be July 14th. And that shift was made really because the timing of getting out the council packets, they get released on Thursday nights. And then, you know, that's really over the weekend that council members have to read them, absorb them, ask questions of staff. So really that means they have Friday during the day and Monday during the day to ask questions of staff. And it was just too quick of a turnaround. So this will give longer lead time for council to ask questions and in between meetings to pull packets together. I don't know the new schedule for releasing those, but they said it's going to give more time. So we'll see if that is the case.
I would also note that it now means that city council meetings are not conflicting with Boulder Valley School District school board meetings. So hopefully that will give KGNU news staff a bit more of an opportunity to be able to cover school board meetings. But I digress. Go ahead and give us the broad view of the most important points of this final Tuesday evening meeting.
Yes, so they talked about outdoor dining yet again. That program was extended for 5 years as a pilot program, and they basically set new rules for like here's take up, here's the infrastructure you can use. So that's going to be standardized because it's been kind of hodgepodge since they started that during the pandemic. The fire chief was also there to talk about, you know, what they've been doing to implement their master plan update. So that's things like bringing emergency services in. He promised that within the next couple of years or so, Boulder's going to see faster ambulance response times. Their goal is 6 minutes, which is quite quick. And in his words, you know, should probably save some lives when it comes to cardiac events. They also talked about fire preparedness and wildfire, the resources they've devoted to that and the training. Unfortunately, still not a lot of detail there, but you know, it's a major priority and they're working on it. They briefly discussed a new item, which was, should we do e-bike rebates the way that Denver did? Denver had a hugely popular program where they provided 150 residents vouchers to reimburse them for some of the cost of e-bikes. You know, 3,000 people applied and only 150 people got vouchers. So it was obviously very popular. But ultimately, Boulder decided not to pursue that at this current time because staff is already too busy working on other transportation projects, but there was so much enthusiasm for it that they are going to bring it back as soon as they can. But it won't be within the year. It might be a year or two before staff can get to that.
One quick point that I want to ask more about that you just mentioned, fire department and emergency response. How involved is the Boulder Fire Rescue Department with emergency response?
So they didn't really used to be that involved at all. They do go on every call, and the bulk of their calls are for emergency response, not for fire. However, Boulder has contracted with a national company, AMR, to provide the more what they call advanced life services or advanced life support, which is, you know, cardiac machines. They could administer medications, things like that. We've been paying paramedics salaries or subsidizing their salaries for several years because the company won't pay them a living wage. So it's kind of like we're already paying for it. We're already going on the calls, but we're not getting the service. And they have slower response times than city teams do. So they're essentially taking all that over. Council approved that, you know, way back in 2018. So it will soon be, once they get the trucks and once they get some more paramedics trained, it will soon be almost entirely, if not entirely, in-house in the fire department.
And once again, you're mentioning outdoor dining. If agenda items of city council were a pie chart, what portion of that pie chart would be dedicated to outdoor dining?
I would say a very healthy slice of pie, possibly second slice of pie, would be in that pie chart. They have just visited and revisited this over the years. But as we know, the city council, you see this with the rebates and the staff. They're not really, they don't do things that quickly. So when they do something new and do something as quickly as they did this. They just kind of talk it to death. So I think we've gone over outdoor dining maybe 5 or 6 times in the last 2 years, but hopefully this is it for the next 2 years. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that seem popular that could merit quick action, tell me more about these e-bike rebates and why they didn't happen.
Again, it was really staff capacity. So this came from the Transportation Advisory Board. A member brought that up and worked with Community Cycles and Council Member Matt Benjamin to bring that to council. The plan was, you know, supposed to be a quick $100,000, give it to Community Cycle, who sent a proposal to the city. So they were taking the lead on this as well, and they would run the program. But staff didn't really have the capacity. They were going to try to get it set up by September, but they would have to delay work on the core arterial network, which is the really big switch in transportation that the city has done to focus on bike and pedestrian improvements on Boulder's major roads, which is where most of the crashes happen. And the majority of council, including Matt Benjamin, who brought the idea forward, were not in favor of delaying that work to pursue this rebate program. And I should note that even Denver's, there's no evidence that Denver's program was stood up that quickly. The voters passed a climate tax in 2020, which paid for it, and they just implemented it this year. I don't know necessarily what the timeline was on that, but that indicates it is a long time.
I do. So just an asterisk to this. I spoke to Grace Rankin, who's the climate chief of the city of Denver. And she said actually that what took the longest out of getting everything up and running was contracting out to a third party to be able to find somebody who could run the rebate program, because they have, you know, this added verification mechanism for people who are low income. And so she said, you know, the will was there and it was ready to go, but it took several months to contract with a third party to handle all of the rebate requests and processing. So that was apparently by far the most time intensive part of getting that going. But back to Boulder City Council meeting, there was also an issue with Seth Franco. Can you remind listeners what happened in that case and what transpired last night?
So Seth Franco was a young man who had previous interactions with Boulder police and was on probation. His probation officer became concerned that he was at a risk for suicide and so called in a welfare check on him. When the officers responded, they handcuffed Franco and searched him and found a psychedelic mushroom in his backpack. And so he was arrested. And that arrest was thrown out for, you know, wrongful reasons. Obviously, they had no right to search him. And Seth Franco sued for that. A jury awarded him $3.4 million in damages for that arrest. And that was a posthumous award because Seth Franco died by suicide in a halfway house in 2020, 3 years after his arrest. And last night, City Council approved that settlement. They have to approve all payments over $10,000. It was eventually reduced to a $2 million settlement, but it's still fairly large for the city of Boulder. And it is the third such settlement related to police conduct within the last 3 years. Zade Atkinson, the Naropa student who was notoriously confronted, got a settlement in 2020. And then Sammy Lawrence, who was arrested while filming police, got a settlement earlier this year. So just a lot of activity on that in recent months.
And finally, another significant item for Boulder County, though not necessarily City of Boulder, has to do with the Lafayette gun control measures. Tell me more.
Well, Lafayette passed their gun control measures. They didn't do quite the same package that Boulder, Louisville, and Superior did, but they passed those last night. There were a lot of gun, you know, Moms Demand Action volunteers in attendance, and the votes were pretty quick. They did receive a lot of national attention and feedback from all over the country as the NRA covered this, but they were still able to pass those measures, and we're just waiting on Longmont and Boulder County.
Well, thank you, Shay, for our very final Wednesday morning City Council wrap-up. Hopefully we'll be hearing from you on Friday mornings when City Council returns from recess.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Shay Castle is the founder of BoulderBeat.news, and you can find her online with her city council wrap-up tweets at Shay Shine Castle. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.